Governor Whitmer this week said a new GOP plan to find money for road repairs was, I'm quoting here, maybe retrieved out of Governor Rick Snyder's trash can. She's talking about the new proposal from the West Michigan Policy Forum. Their idea, pay for road repairs by borrowing against the teacher pension plan. Chad Livengood of Crane's Detroit Business is with us. Chad, in the plainest of terms, what is this proposal from the West Michigan Policy Forum?
It's a proposal to borrow $10 billion and pump it into the pension fund so it can be invested and lower the unfunded liability of the $50 billion pension fund for 400,000 school employees who are retired or active workers. And then at the end of the day, it's supposed to free up money. Basically, right now we're on a 20-year payment plan for this pension fund. They want to spread it out to 30 years. So it's just the easiest way to think about it is if you had a mortgage you owed 20 years on and you got a new mortgage and you owed it over 30 years, you would lower your yearly payment. You may pay more in the long run, but you're lowering the payments so you can free up money. That is essentially the idea here, to free up something in the neighborhood of $1 billion that could be cash used to eventually make its way to roads. It's a little complicated.
Yeah.
like all these things in high finance. And this is why Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been trying to push for just a straight 45-cent gas tax increase, because it's one vote, as she says, a one historic vote. And rather than having all these kind of different accounting gimmicks and levers you'd have to pull in order to open up the state treasury to create more money to fix roads.
So the West Michigan Policy Forum is a group of prominent business leaders, and former Speaker of the House Jace Bolger is a political consultant for this group. He was on Stateside a couple weeks ago selling this plan as a viable solution for roads and disagreeing with critics who say borrowing against teacher pensions is risky.
Pension obligation bonds have not worked for some entities, but that is because they've done it for the wrong reasons. They've done it because they can't make their payment. They've done it because they're in trouble and they must get a massive arbitrage, is what it's called, a massive investment over their interest payment. This would be for a different purpose, different reason, different assumptions, and therefore I think it's at much less risk.
Chad, what do GOP leaders in the legislature like about this plan?
Well, they like that it opens up some new money, and what they're really trying to do is solve the problem that Jace Bolger himself couldn't solve as Speaker, and that is remove the sales tax on gasoline. This 6% that everyone pays on top of the 20 some odd cents that you pay for gasoline, that does not go to roads, and that really irks drivers a lot that money is diverted, and most of that money goes to schools. So what they're trying to do here is figure out a way to free up money so they can remove that sales tax on gasoline, raise the gas tax by the same amount so it's revenue neutral, doesn't actually increase overall taxes, and then replace the revenue with the savings created by this pension bond idea. The complications with this is that you, as the Speaker noted, you've got to earn more than the interest payment on the bonds. I mean, the interest payment, say it's 4%. You have to always, over 30 years, earn more than 4%. And as we saw in 2008, 2009, there were some 401ks and some pension systems in the state that took 20 to 25% haircuts in a matter of a couple of months in the fall of 2008. And so that is the concern. Now, we have one glaring example in Michigan that I could point to, and that was the city of Detroit. Kwame Kilpatrick in 2004-2005 got the city council of Detroit to issue a little different type of debt called pension obligation certificates, where they basically were IOUs, but it was the same kind of thing, a bond of sorts, that they essentially then turned and put the money into the pension funds at the height of a good market. And within a few years, in the crash of 08 and 09, they lost almost all that money. And that pension debt deal was what precipitated Detroit's bankruptcy filed 6 months ago this month.
Oh, wow. Anniversary there. Boy. Yeah, you know, it strikes me as something my grew up on a farm mother used to say, borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. Who are the critics and what are they saying?
Well, people out in the municipal finance world are pretty skeptical of pension bonds. The Government Finance Officers Association has warned against them. They're really kind of seen as they're frowned upon really in the finance world. Even though there's been some encouragement of this, have been used also to pay down unfunded retiree health care. Oakland, Macomb County, and a bunch of counties out in West Michigan have done that in recent years. But, there's a lot of skeptics. A conservative economist, Patrick Anderson of the Anderson Group in East Lansing, he calls this a Chicago-style pension holiday, and essentially trying to equate that it is a sort of financial gimmicks that they do over in Illinois, except Chicago looked at this. Rahm Emanuel, the former mayor of Chicago, wanted to issue $10 billion of his own pension bonds last year, and they backed away from it when they realized that their interest rate was probably going to be higher than the return they could yield on the market long term. So that's the big risk, is that you have to beat the market, and it's a big bet, and we're talking about a big bet on the financial future of well over a quarter million retired school teachers.
In our final seconds, Chad, politics. Will we see the GOP push hard for this, and could Governor Whitmer live with it?
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky told me this will be part of his plan that they will present as part of a larger finance and funding plan on roads they'll present later this summer. Governor Whitmer, she's already pretty much poo-pooed it. She said she noted that former Governor Rick Snyder rejected a similar plan, and that, as you mentioned at the top of your segment, that this was essentially retrieved from Rick Snyder's trash can.
And as a matter of fact, is aide Dennis Muchmore seconded that and said yes, he did look at it, and it was pretty quickly dismissed. Chad Livengood, Crane's Detroit Business. Always great talking with you. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks for having me.